drama-free. That's why I'm bringing on Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. The Michigan Insider is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Chris?
Doing well, my friend. Thanks.
Hey, what's the latest on with all these openings? I thought Stephen Ross came right out and ended the speculation that he fired Flores and was bringing in Harbaugh that a lot thought initially after Flores went 1-7 in a row, finished 9-8.
Yeah.
You have the Bears job open. Nagy beat the Lions twice, but he's out of a job. You have Zimmer fired in Minnesota. You had Fangio let go by Denver earlier in the weekend. You have the Jacksonville, naturally, Meyer gone, but they turn around and beat the Colts, kept them from the playoffs. You have the Raiders who, man, they've looked they've looked pretty darn good with a replacement coach, and they're in the playoffs. So I don't, again, the way Flores is fired after winning seven straight, it comes down to ownership and do they want to move on somebody? And well, where do you think there is real substance to Harbaugh going to this NFL team? Is there any team out there?
The Raiders.
Raiders?
Yeah, I think it's the Raiders or bust, and I think that that's why a lot of Michigan fans were rooting for the Raiders to win last night, and if they had lost that game, then I think things could get serious pretty quickly, and Jim Harbaugh has even more leverage, but we know Mark Davis loves Jim Harbaugh, Mark Davis being the owner of the Raiders. That's where Jim Harbaugh got his start. We heard several weeks ago, in fact, and reported it, that they might back up the truck for him and pay him in excess of $12 million a year to be the coach there if they needed a coach. Now, they've done a great job there in the interim since John Gruden was fired, so it's going to be tough, in my opinion, to replace him. If they were to wait, if Jim Harbaugh were to wait a week, and this thing was not announced here shortly, but we do believe it will be, and we'll get to that in a second, then you'd have some cause for concern. But I think Jim Harbaugh and the Raiders, that was something that was very real. He loves that franchise, and he's been quoted as saying that. So it's interesting with Stephen Ross. About in 2010, when it became apparent that Jim Harbaugh was going to be looking for a job, not looking for a job, but moving on from Stanford to the next step, and Michigan was mentioned, and Stephen Ross and Miami were mentioned, and there was a report that they were willing to pay him $8.5 million a year, which I think would have made him the highest paid NFL coach at that time. Stephen Ross was a subscriber to the Wolverine, and I thought, what the heck, let's reach out to him and see if this is true. Believe it or not, he got back with me, and we actually talked for a little bit, and he adamantly denied that he was offering that much money, but he told me, he said, you know, I wouldn't be going after Harbaugh if it wasn't clear that he wanted to coach in the NFL, and he has said he wants to coach in the NFL. So he pursued him. He obviously ended up at San Francisco. I think if it were the Raiders and he knew that the Raiders were going to make a play for him and had a great chance to get him, and that if Jim Harbaugh wanted to be back in the NFL, that Stephen Ross, if he was looking at Jim Harbaugh as a possibility, would pursue him as well. That he's not, to me, is kind of telling. We know in that building that coaches and recruits and players are being told not to worry, that this isn't going to be a done deal, that there are just some things to work out right now. So yeah, I'd be surprised at this point, Bill, if Jim Harbaugh left Michigan. I think they're putting the final dot in the I's and crossing the T's on a contract that'll keep him at Michigan with a huge pay raise.
So any thoughts, I guess, sooner than later on that proposed huge contract, I would think, to end the NFL speculation, right?
You would think so, and we did hear from some people very close to him that he was waiting to see what happened on Black Monday. Just, you know, it piques his interest. He doesn't have to hurry here. He doesn't owe anybody anything, if we're being honest. He took a huge pay cut last year, and it was kind of a slap in the face. You know, it was partially his idea, the incentives, we've heard from several people, but I don't think he expected to take that big of a pay cut. That's just my honest opinion, to be, you know, not paid among the top 8 or 9 coaches in the Big Ten with a base salary. So, at the same time, he went 2-4, and anybody looking at Ward Manuel to say, hey, you know, boy, you really blew that. No, there was a good portion of this fan base that wanted him gone, Bill, flat out. I think it was probably 50-50 when we did a poll at TheWolverine.com, and there were some that said, hey, you know, it was a down year. Let's see what happens here. Let's see if he can get it back, and nobody expected him to get it back this quickly. But I will say that there's no question in my mind that that Michigan has made a lot of headway in getting Jim Harbaugh the things that he wants, not really demands, but is looking for, and they are closer than ever on signing a long-term deal.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Michigan hoops canceled the Michigan State matchup last Saturday because of COVID issues. Purdue game canceled. I think Illinois coming up this weekend. What's the latest on COVID and Coach Howard and Wolverine basketball?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that one got delayed too or postponed. It's going to be tough. They're going to have to make up all these games, and you're going to look at the end of the year when they're going to have to fit in three games maybe in a week. It's going to be a really tough year, in my opinion, for Michigan to make the NCAA tournament because of that. You know, I've heard all this crap about Michigan ducking teams, and you know what? It's NCAA protocol that if you don't meet a certain standard, then you don't play, and that's exactly what happened. They tested like they always have. And it was determined that they didn't have enough. They didn't have seven scholarship players that could play. They also had some staff members that we know that had COVID. So it's been going on that way for a couple of weeks now. I asked Juwan Howard the day before the Michigan State game. I said, have you even been able to practice? He said, no, we're just trying to string things together. And he said, we aren't going to make excuses. We're going to do the best we can, and we're going to continue to test. And whatever happens, happens. And that's exactly what happened. So this is not ideal for Michigan either. Let's be honest. Again, if you're going to be playing, for example, three games in a week at the end of the year, and you're vying for a tournament berth or trying to get to a tournament berth, that's going to be trouble. So just one of those years, and something that they have to deal with the COVID protocol and testing of the asymptomatic people. And it's going to be that way for a while, I fear, Bill.
One follow-up to your comments about Stephen Ross and talking to Harbaugh is that Mike Florio had a story from earlier this afternoon that he's been talking to Ross, but it's more about staying at Michigan. And so what could be telling about Ross that he's not going to take him is that Ross could be the big money behind giving Harbaugh a Mel Tucker-like deal, maybe even better than Tucker.
I think they're going to be with incentives. I don't think there's any question that he'll be the highest paid coach among those three, James Franklin and Mel Tucker. We'd heard, you know, upwards of an $8 million base with incentives that would be easier to reach, maybe eight wins in a season or something like that. But I think in talking to him, in Stephen Ross talking to him, if he really felt, Bill, that Jim was hell-bent on going to the NFL, then Stephen Ross would make a play for him. That's my gut feeling, knowing how Ross feels about Jim Harbaugh and having spoken to him in the past about it. So to me, that was a little bit comforting, as if you're a Michigan fan, knowing that. And there's no doubt that Stephen Ross wants to win down there. That guy is one of the more competitive guys. I know the Dolphins haven't had a whole lot of success, but he's doing everything he can to bring a winner to that organization. And if he thought Jim Harbaugh was that guy and that Jim Harbaugh wanted to go back to the NFL, there's no question in my mind he'd be pursuing him heavily.
Maybe he might grab another Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, after missing out on the playoffs, a change of scenery, you know, after you've been there a while and he's won a Super Bowl. Maybe John Harbaugh could end up working for Ross and running the Dolphins.
I'll say this. I know they love him in Baltimore. I know ownership loves him there. And he had a tough year with Lamar being hurt and everything else, but they love him there. I think it would be tough. I know for a fact his family loves it in that area as well. They're entrenched in the community, and he's been there forever. That would kind of stun me at this point, unless Baltimore just thought, enough is enough, and maybe we've gone far enough. But I don't sense that at all. I think both parties are pretty happy there.
I am surprised, though, Ross moved on Flores after he won seven in a row and they finished with a win over the Patriots. There must be a coach that they like and want, and who knows who's on that list. It'll be interesting here on Black Monday. Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com. You can follow Harbaugh's next step 24/7 and more at TheWolverine.com. Chris, thanks so much for the update.
Anytime, Bill. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah, did I go Chris? Did I get a little list there? Chris, thanks for the update.